that all children in New York State should be entitled to and receive quality education, regardless of their background, their ethnicity, or their zip code.
Charlie Rodriguez is the lead organizer with Citizen Action in Buffalo. She will join about 50 local parents, students, and community members who are headed to Albany to attend a large statewide rally at 11:30 this morning, calling for racial justice and equity in education. Rodriguez attended Buffalo Public Schools as well as her children. She grew up in a single-family household in poverty and doesn't believe much has changed since that time. She will join parents who are demanding real equity, not just talk.
Our children need to be able to go to school and feel safe and know that they're in an environment that is conducive to them learning. And I just don't feel like that's the case, especially for minority children. You know, black and brown children and children with special needs.
So New York ranks one of the worst in the country when it comes to equity.
Jasmine Gripper is a legislative director at the Alliance for Quality Education. They will be demanding state lawmakers and the governor invest in schools and begin to pay out the $4.2 billion in foundation aid the state still owes from a lawsuit won by parents more than 10 years ago.
We saw 2 years where the state kept its promise and schools were funded, and then the recession hit, and the state chose to balance its budget on the backs of children.
Governor Cuomo has called for education equity in his State of the State address. But the Alliance accuses Cuomo of failing to address education racism.
There's always an excuse why poor black and brown children can't get the funding that our schools need. And so we're not going to accept any excuses from our state legislator. We're really holding the governor accountable.
The Alliance says they will be demanding several major items today, including culturally relevant education and an increase in teacher diversity. They also want a 5-year moratorium on new charter schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.